With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A school shooting in Minneapolis has taken the lives of an 8- and 10-year-old. 17 others, including 14 kids, have been wounded. Some are in critical condition. The shooting this morning during Mass at the Annunciation Catholic School. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara reports about the shooter.
We believe it is one suspect, a sole shooter. We believe he is deceased. He is in his early 20s. Does not have an extensive known criminal history. And we are looking through information left behind to try and determine some type of motive.
President Trump has spoken with Minnesota's governor in the aftermath of the deadly shooting at the Catholic school.
The president called Governor Tim Walz about the shooting. Earlier, he had posted online that he had been fully briefed on the incident and that the FBI quickly responded. The president described the shooting as tragic and horrible and asked people to join him in praying for everyone involved.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. President Trump is scoring points addressing urban crime.
A poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Looking at Wall Street, stocks remain higher. The Dow up 171 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 60. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be packing his bag soon.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Belgium next month. Graham will preach the good news at the ING Arena in Brussels on September 27th. He will be joined by a number of Christian recording artists, and the event is free for anybody who wants to attend. This will not be Graham's final foray outside the U.S. this year. He is also scheduled to hold another gospel festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several Florida cities are facing deadlines in the coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, brightly covered street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. Communities are being ordered to remove them by early next month. In July, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says gave governors 60 days to identify safety improvements, adding roads are for safety, not political messages or artwork. This is SRN News. From the Foreign Desk, Ukrainian drone attacks on oil refineries have some Russian regions running on empty. Correspondent Charles Deladesma.
Gas stations have run dry in some regions of Russia after Ukrainian drones struck refineries and other oil infrastructure over recent weeks. Motorists are waiting in long lines and officials resorting to rationing or cutting off sales altogether. Wholesale prices on the St. Petersburg International Exchange for the highest octane spiked to record highs last week, hitting rates about 50% higher than in January, as demand soared from farmers seeking to bring in the harvest and Russians hitting the roads for a last big vacation of the summer. Russian media outlets report fuel shortages in several regions in the Far East and in the Crimean Peninsula. I'm Charles Deladesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.